Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yod Tes. The Braisa on Amud Aleph teaches that one may not set sail on a ship within less than 3 days before Shabbos. The Gemara qualifies that this prohibition is for non-mitzvah-related sea travel, but for a mitzvah, dvar mitzvah, setting sail within 3 days would be permitted. There's a further debate whether one must stipulate with the non-Jewish ship captain that he must stop. That's a debate in the Gemara. The Rishonim are split. Numerous reasons given why this would be prohibited. The Rif discusses that getting on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos is not enough time for a person to acclimate to the sea travel and will harm one's onik Shabbos, will harm one's appetite, and they might not want to eat, etc. One shouldn't get on the ship within that short amount of time before Shabbos. Going on 3+ days before would enable a person to acclimate. The Baal Amar, another reason given, Baal Amar is Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi, he discusses the halachic challenges with being at sea on Shabbos, that in that time, those days, they could not anchor down in the heart of the sea, and they had to keep sailing, which could entail numerous Torah violations of Shabbos, even though these malachos would be permitted because of pikuach nefesh, at risk of the ship sinking, chas v'shalom. But the problem is, a person's not allowed to actively put themselves into a situation within 3 days of Shabbos, that they'll have to be mechal Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. It comes out that according to the Rif, and even the Baal Amar, there will be certain circumstances where there's no prohibition to put oneself in a situation where one will need to be Mechal Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Mincha Shlomo, Shals Tshuvos Mincha Shlomo, Chelak Aleph, that's Simon Zayin, he explains that the opinion is an opinion in the Gemara that holds, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that extinguishing a metal coal could be a Torah prohibition. It's permitted even if it poses a danger. And one would not need to just stand there and make sure that this fiery item doesn't cause damage. You're allowed to extinguish it if it poses a danger, and you don't have to just stand there and watch over the fire. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach, based on this, therefore paskin that a woman who's close to going into labor doesn't need to make the whole effort and go to the hospital for Shabbos out of worry, oh, I might go into labor on Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman Orbach took it so far to paskin that a hospital worker may eat their food, their meal that comes from the hospital, even if that causes a shortage for the patient and requires cooking for them. Some argued on this. The Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Tafresh Beis brings a machlokas of poskim. If a person cannot fast both Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur, should that person fast on Tzom Gedalia because it's now, it's the first fast that comes at you, and then say, oh, I can't fast on Yom Kippur because it's Pikuach Nefesh, I don't have enough energy to do both, or we say, not now, don't fast on Tzom Gedalia in order to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, which is Doraisa. Lamaisa, the right psak is that if this person isn't able to fast on both, he's probably a little bit of a chola. So we could just say he's exempt from Tzom Gedalia and therefore would be required to fast on Yom Kippur. Back to the ships. Third issue brought up by the Ramban writes that likely the non-Jewish captain will end up doing malacha for the Jewish passenger. And lastly, but not least, there are other opinions in this discussion. Rabbeinu Hananel raises the issue of going beyond the Tchum Shabbos, the limits, Shabbos limits of the city. So this Gemara is brought by the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Reish Memches. There's a beautiful tshuva of Yogel in his Sefer Siach, Shalos Tshuvos Besod Siach, Siman Tes Vav. He was asked by someone who wanted to leave on a cruise, going on a vacation with his family on a Thursday. They were going to the Mediterranean, and the ship would be at sea throughout Shabbos. So Rav Yogel thought that the Tchumen is not a problem because there's a larger than 10 Tfachim gap, that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, larger than 10 Tfachim gap between the base of the ship and the floor of the sea. Next, there's no issue of getting into the need to violate Shabbos. All the workers are not Jewish. Even most of the passengers are not Jewish. This ship is going ahead regardless of Jewish passengers. In fact, there's a halacha that if a non-Jew does malacha for a non-Jew, that can be benefited by a Jew. Of course, if the non-Jew is doing the malacha for the Jew, that's something else. Finally, the issue of onik Shabbos is mostly moot with the smoothness of sea travel today, the size of the ships, etc. People acclimate much faster, therefore, if your girl permitted the travel in this case.